So I was thinking about not going Vayter in the Sefer. But then I decided we're going to go Vayter in the Sefer. Page 163. As we're starting Mitzvah Shem this week, already the light of Purim already is upon us. With Tainus Esther coming early this year. Which is very special because it really should be Shabbos. Which really means Purim is next week. But because we don't fast on Shabbos, we bring it and we bring Tainus Esther early. So already... The Hachanas, the light of Purim, has come down already this past Shabbos, and it's already with us right now. And for the men, while we are thinking about Purim, the women start saying, Purim, that means Pesach's coming. It's a zman of mitzvahs. It's a zman of a lot of mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. And therefore, we're up to the part of the Sefer. Paragavi and Shar Bitachon, we've been discussing Bitachon the Maisa, all the different types of sugyas, how to bring bitachon into our life, into all the different areas of our life. Now we're coming to a place. Before it was all about gashmias, about personal gashmias, about finances, bank accounts, jobs. Then we started dealing with social aspects of bitachon, how to deal with people, how to deal with ourselves, how to deal with rishayim. Now we're going to learn how to deal with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because now we're going to discuss bitachon by mitzvahs. What's the proper bitachon when it comes to mitzvahs? And there's a distinct Yetzer Hara, of course, when we're dealing with Ruchnius areas, that the Yetzer Hara likes, this is his place, that he likes to really mess us up. The Yetzer Hara, right? Because if you can get a Jew by his Ruchnius, that's what destroys him. So we have to learn this very carefully. We have to learn this very carefully. We've mentioned some of these things before, but for those who have never heard any of these ideas, it's really one main idea, I think. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. What the Chovos of Avos is. It seems to be on face value, it's a chiddush. I don't really think it is. I think there are Mamari Chazal that back it up. And even if not, as I've always said, I have never seen in my entire life, I think ever, anybody argue with anything the Chovos of Avos says. Ever. Has anybody ever seen that? Maybe they say a different shot in something. I've never seen anybody ever say one word in a negative way, or something like he's wrong. Never. So, with that, we'll assume everything he says is emes lamito, and we have to then live by it. We have to have bitachon, we have to trust in the tzaddik, who's guiding us how to trust in a Kodesh Baruch. And when it comes to mitzvahs, we have a tendency, it could be personalities, it's not everybody, it's certain personalities, and it's also certain upbringings. Now, when it comes to mitzvahs, we have a certain feeling that we have to do everything possible. We have to do everything possible. This is Ruchnius. In our mind, in our heart, we know that Ruchnius is more important than Gashmius. Although we put more hours, lamaisa, into our Gashmius than our Ruchnius, that's life. But we know Ruchnius is so much more important than Gashmius. And we could turn our Gashmius into Ruchnius. But the Ruchnius, this is where we have to put all our kochos in. Hakobi de shemayim, chutz miyar shemayim. So one of the ways that people learn that Hakobi de shemayim, everything's in the hands of shemayim. Everything in the world of gashmius is b'de shemayim. This is one of the ways they learn. Chutz, what's not b'de shemayim? Yer shemayim, Torah, mitzvahs. You have to. That's Jews. Am Yisrael. We have to do that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do everything when it comes to gashmius. But Ruchnius, that's on you. So that's how some people learn. And we feel that way. And therefore, we're sometimes hard on ourselves. It can come out. If all the achrayus is all the responsibilities on me to perform this mitzvah, me personally, well then, I have to perform. And if I don't, so some people say, okay, I'll do better next time. But some people take a deep dive. I keep getting this wrong 1,000 times. Who am I? I can't daven, I can't learn, look at me, oi. And it's like a slow, it could be a slow, not a deep dive, but it's a slow turn down in Torah mitzvahs. I'm not good at learning, I'm not good at this, I can't get up on time. I keep getting angry, there goes my midos again. And slowly but surely, for many people, they just, it's on a down. And of course they try, but it's not with koach, right? So let's see how the Chovos Avos teaches how to trust, how to be bitachon in a Kodesh Baruch when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. So page 163. Yeah. The author now turns to discuss how a person is to have bitachon regarding matters of the fourth category, matters pertaining Torah and mitzvahs that only affect the person himself. Okay, there are seven categories, I'm not going to go into them now, but here we're discussing specifically trusting in a Kaddish Baruch Hu in regards to Torah and mitzvahs that only affect the person himself.
Opposed to mitzvahs
that have to do with other people. Let's say tzedakah. But let's see here. He explains some of the mitzvahs. He says, Perish Chelek HaRevi'i, let's just read. B'inyanei chovos alavavos v'ha'ivorim she'ha'odam misyachayt b'so'alosam v'nizkam. The explanation of the proper manner in which a person has bitachon regarding the fourth category, which is comprised of matters pertaining to the duties of the heart and the limbs of the person, from which only the person himself gains or is harmed by them. V'zeh, and he explains some of the mitzvahs, katzom, ketila, kasukah, kalulav, right? Fasting, tefila, we know sukkah, lulav, ketzitzis, shmir Shabbos, keeping Shabbos, v'hamaladim, v'himona min haverus, and refraining from isurim, averus, transgressions, right? That's just between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol chovos halavavos, and all the chovos halavavos, so all the different aspects of mitzvahs that don't have to do with actual doing, emuna, bitachon, ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem, again, without doing anything, in the mind and in the heart. All those mitzvahs. Kavanas ha-mitzvah, yichad ha-maisa, v'chol ha-levavos ashelo sa'avorna el zulaso. These transgressions that don't pertain to anyone else. Right, we're not talking about where you're mazik somebody. That we'll get to that. Just a person and God. V'so alason v'nizkan miyuchados bo mibli shar b'nei adam. And just to translate from the halfway down, and all the duties of the heart that do not pertain to anyone else and whose benefit or harm only affect him and no one else. So he's just setting the stage what category we're talking about. Torah, mitzvah observance, ases, los ases, between you and a Kaddish Baruch Hu only. Of ne yosha habitachon bekulam, al helo kim yisbarach, ma'ashani mevar oso, omelokim esha lohoros osi ha'emes barachimov. I'll explain the proper way in which to rely upon God, may he be blessed, regarding all these matters. And then he says something in the Sefer I saw. I wouldn't have noticed this, but I have a nice sefer on Bitachon that mentions this next line that the Chovos Levavos says. He says it nowhere else. And he says, I ask of God that in his mercy, he show me the truth in this matter. Because now the Chovos Levavos is going to touch mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs. And we're going to see how ultimately one of the benefits of what he's going to tell us, which of course is in line with the ultimate benefit of Bitachon, which is to be calm, menuchas nefesh, yishuv hadas, tranquility, serenity, right? That's the main goal. So when you bring that into the world of Torah mitzvahs and you stay calm, what can potentially happen is it can lighten, it can help a person feel more light, a little bit less stress. Therefore, he might not push as much, we'll see, as he would have done before learning. And therefore, what could come out is that a person, not he's not as motivated, I think he'll be even more motivated, but it could be that he will perform, the performance in commas might go down. We'll see. And therefore he asks for mercy, because although it's the emes, what he's going to say, you have to still be careful. Because at the end of the day, tachas hayediyah shalo neida, we're getting to Purim, ad lo yada, right? The end of all yediyah, as much as you could possibly know, in any given area, you have to believe and know you don't know. We try our best in life. No one can ever say, I know 100%, except to know that I know there's a Borei Olam. After that, I don't know. We try our best to try to understand what he wants from us. That's our hishtadlus. But to say, I vada know, okay, certain things maybe, yeah, he wants us to learn Torah, but we have to be very careful. So he asks, I ask of God, that in his mercy, he showed me the truth in this matter. V'hu. So he starts. Ki ma'aseh ha'avodah v'ha'aver lo yitachnu la'adam, kim bihi kovetz shalosha devar. Ha'echad ha'bechir b'li b'matzpuno, V'hasheni hakavana v'haskama lasos ma shabachar bo. V'hashlishi sheyishtadil ligmor hamaisa be'ivarov. Hanirim v'yotzi eyu el geder hamaisa. Let's translate. So here we start. It's as follows. Acts of service of God, any Torah and mitzvahs, and acts of transgression, and any laws, says Yisurim, Averis, are only possible for a person to perform if the following three things come together. Three aspects of every ma'isa mitzvah. One, the choice that he makes in his heart and mind to do a particular mitzvah or to be an Eved Hashem in general. Number two, the mental decision to execute what he chose to do. It's very nice that we have all these nice thoughts in our mind, like, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. But then there's a second aspect of the mind, could be, we'll call it das, bina to das, is I'm going to actually do this. And three, the efforts that he makes with his visible limbs to complete that act and bring it into the realm of action. To actually try, put an effort to do that which you chose to do and you are deciding to execute. Right? So you think most mitzvahs we're already on automatic, right? Of course, we're going to go to shul in the morning. Of course, we're going to learn a little bit. But there is a process of a person choosing to do a certain mitzvah or mitzvahs or in general to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then he has to think, okay, how am I going to do this properly? I want to wake up early or I want to wake up on time. I got to set an alarm. I have to do all these things. And then I have to get up in the morning and actually get out of bed. If you set an alarm, that's great. But if I choose night before shul, I'm going to get up this time. I'm going to get up to get to shul on time. Great. He doesn't set an alarm. He doesn't do anything. He's just a regular guy. He wakes up 30 minutes late like he always does. Okay. So he says, that's not enough. So not only before bed does he say, I really want to try. He sets an alarm clock. Oh, so now he's executing. So he says, this is it. This is the day. He says, I'm going to do it. Sets the alarm clock. 6:30, the alarm's going off, blah, 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 blah. Snooze. Sleeps right through it half hour late. Okay. So that's not enough. I gotta choose, I'm gonna do it. I gotta set the alarm clock. And I actually have to get out of bed. Right? Get out of bed, we gotta get up, we gotta move. Gotta do the hishtadlus. Right? Three parts. Let's keep going. The author will now make a distinction between the first two things about which a person should not have bitachon in God to help him with them. And the third thing for which bitachon is required. Umashe einu ne'elam mimenu behem kebechirus ha'avoda v'ha'avera v'ha'kavana v'ha'skama al ha'maisa ha'bitachon alokim b'zeh to'os v'sifles. Regarding the parts of the above three things that are not hidden from us, that we have the ability to do, meaning that it is in our power to control them, namely, number one, the choice that we make to either serve God or to transgress His will. This is a classic bechira. Do you choose God or not choose God? Do I choose in general? Do I choose in specific this mitzvah? Or do I not choose? That's my bechira. Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. That's my choice. You can't sit and say, well, if a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants me to get up to daven today, He'll put it into my head that I should get up and daven today. Can't do that. Number two, the mental decision to execute. Right? How am I going to do this? I have to set the alarm clock. I have to do different things to say I'm going to do this. Both of which are in our control. Right? You can't say, Kaddish Baruch, if you want this to happen, put it into my head. Yeah. This is, we have to do this. There's nothing to talk about. And it would be a mistake and be foolish for us to rely on God for this. There could be certain situations where something is very difficult and we need some help from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, meaning I basically choose to do it, but a Borei Olam, I need you to help me, give me more motivation. That might be fine. But you have to originally choose to do mitzvahs. Right? He'll explain more in a second. Ki HaBorei Yisbarach Hineich B'Rishusenu B'Chiras Avodaso V'Hamroso Moshe Kasu B'Chayat B'Chayim. All of Torah is based on this. This is because the Creator, may He be blessed, has left us in control of the choice to either serve Him or to rebel against Him, as it is written, you shall choose life. Bechar to bechar. Right? This is the bechir of life. Do you want to do the mitzvah? Do you not want to do the mitzvah? If you want to do the mitzvah, I have to decide, I'm not just I want to, but I really, really want to, I'm going to do this. True? It's clear. This is Bechira. Yeah? Okay. Life here refers to Torah observance. And in this verse, God tells us to choose life. That's your Bechira. That's where the Bechira starts from. Right? Everybody says the word free will. What do they say in Hebrew? Bechira chafshis. Bechira chafshis. I don't even know where the source of that is, honestly, those two words. Chafshis. Anybody know where that is? Bechira chafshis. I would look that up. What's the source? But what the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us, ubecharta b'chaim, I have placed before you bracha, I have klala. You could choose a way of Torah, you could choose a way of not Torah. You could choose God or not choose God. That's where the word b'charta comes into life. It's your choice to make that I want to do this. But what's not in our choice? What's not in our ability? V'lo hiniach b'shusenu hashlamas hamaisa ba'avoda u'ba'avera. Elo b'sibos shem chutzlanu mizdamnos b'ktsas ha'itim v'nimnos b'ktsas. So this is the big line. However, he did not leave us in control of executing the action to its completion. No Jew, as many kavanas as you have, and as much ishtad as you put into any mitzvah, the actual gemar, the completion, is never up to man. Ever. Ever. You can never force the completion of anything. It looks that way. Looks that way, like that way in Gashmis also. Well, I made the call, and I offered it, and he said, yeah, so I did it. But we know that a Kaddish Baruch is the one who arranges that. He allowed the call to go through. He's the one who wanted this person to say yes. He wants you to make the money. When it comes to Gashmis, Ruchnis, it's the same thing. You can put everything you want in. You can go to the mikveh 1,000 times, and you can drink 100 coffees, and you get 25 hours of sleep, and still you have a bad davening. You did everything possible. You learn Pirshei Milim. You mamish prepared 10 times the amount you need. Still, you got a bad davening. However, he did not leave us in control. We do not have shlita. We do not have control. We can't choose that the doesn't leave us in control of executing the action to its completion. Be it an act of service of God or a transgression. Whoa. Not only by Maisa Mitzvahs, the actual act, the completion, is not in our Rishos, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, but even in Avera, the actual Avera itself, the Maisa, that's not in our Rishos either. Your feet that took you there, that was your Bechira. The thoughts, the heart, the desire, if you didn't work on it enough, you're going to be held accountable. But the Maisa, Lemaisa, not you. Not you. Now, tshuva, of course, we'll just say this. Tshuva is mostly on the fact that you got there. But even that a Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed you to do that which you did, you still need a tshuva on that. Because you did, Kadosh Baruch Hu for some reason wanted you to do that. You need a tshuva on that also. But the main tshuva and the main schar we'll see is really on what you can do. What can you do? Everything up until the Maisa. The Maisa you can't do. I said this Maisa already, I think, here. And the first time I was learning this, a few years ago, we had a Chabura. And a guy tells me, I was joking, and he said it happened to him. I said, you could buy the fanciest Louis Vuitton, you spend $1,000. And you could prepare a nice little case and give you a beautiful. And everything's ready. And you wake up at half hour early. And you get to shul. You want to go to the... You want to shake the lulav. Right before he takes his lulav and esrog, his kid grabbed the esrog and broke the pitam. A second before the brach. It was like in his hands. He's like, yeah, that happened to me. That my kid did that the other day. Oy vey.
Can you glue it together?
Mm-hmm. That's toothpicks. That's the mice the Rebbe always tells everybody. Right? You can never, very often, if you put the shtadlus in, you get right up to the Maisa, it does go the way that you tried for it to go, but still, it's not up to you. Just because it looks that way, as we've learned, it doesn't mean it's up to you. We have to change our understanding. Instead, It is dependent on external factors that are beyond our control. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, yes or no, and he runs the whole world in order to get you to do this mitzvah or to not do this mitzvah. These factors are sometimes available and sometimes unavailable. I have all the ratzonos in the world to shake lulav and esrog, but in Europe, back in 1742, they didn't know what have an esrog. What are you going to do? It was impossible to get. I don't know, right? So it seems to us, especially nowadays, we have everything we could possibly want on our fingertips, but still, it's up to Kadosh Baruch. So this might be at the beginning a big chiddush. What do you mean? Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mir shemayim. I thought that's us. Yir shemayim is the bechira, to choose to do it and to do your best to get to that place. But really, really, you have to remember, it says hakol b'dei shemayim. Hakol. It doesn't even say kol, it says hakol. Everything. Everything is b'dei shemayim, always. Chutz mir shemayim is the world of hishtadlis. There's even hishtadlis in Gashmis, right? Still, a person can't sit on his, he can't just sit in his house and say, Kodesh Bo, if you want me to have money, I can have money. You still have to do hishtadlis when it comes to Gashmis, right? So the way we can learn Hakol b'dei shemayim, chutz mir shemayim, in a little bit different way is that Hakol, meaning the effect, the culmination, the gemar, the lamaisa, Hakol b'dei shemayim. Chutz mi what? Yir shemayim. Yir shemayim is you now. What are you putting into this? That's based on your Yir shemayim. How much do you fear God? How much hishtadlis are you going to put into your Gashmis, into your Ruchnis, and based on everything we've learned?
Yeah. In a way, this has only been the Ebed Lahatkila. You have to persevere up until the Maisa. And then once the Maisa is done, you should be calm and say,
whoa,
it was all in
a first, I want to stop that first line. We said you have to persevere up until the mitzvah.
You
do have to persevere up until the mitzvah.
Yeah,
that's lechatchila.
I'm trying to repeat what he said. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying something different.
I'm saying on a certain level. It's for the
you said b'di'evad. You said the word b'di'evad.
Right. I'm saying in a way, we have to persevere up into the ma'isa. So you don't know when Hashem is going to let it happen or not happen. So as you b'di'evad, once it happens, that's the only time you could stop persevering. That's, you know what I'm saying? Up until the Maisa, you can't say, well, it's in Hashem's hands, because that may take away from your perseverance.
You have to do your status, keep going status.
And then when it's done,
correct.
That's the only time
you keep going status. That's why if a person's doing a mitzvah, and it happens very often with learning. You're learning, and it's just not going. So would that have to stop? I don't understand. I don't understand this. I don't understand this commandment. I don't understand Tosa. I don't understand Chumash. I don't understand whatever you're learning. I don't understand. I can't. God didn't give me a good head. I'm not learning. Hashem says, "What do you?" I decide whether you're going to understand or not. You just do your thing. You put the time in, and you do. That's it. They asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky once. They asked him. They said someone went, and they said, "You know, Chaim Kanievsky was known kol Torah kula like a million times. You know, he knew everything. Rabbi, I try really hard. I need a segula." I need a segula. I really like segulas. I need a segula for remembering my learning. You know, I'm trying hard. I'm working on it. I'm not like you. You know, I need my sleep. I'm normal, but I really put my effort in. I need some segula for remembering my learning. So Chaim Kanievsky looks at him and says, Chazara. No, Rebbe, you don't understand. I need a segula for remembering my learning. I learn. Chaim Kanievsky says, Chazara. You put your efforts in. You do your chazars. If you remember, great. If you don't, great. It's not up to you. See, what bitachon does is bitachon makes a distinction between how much effort we put in and how much achrayus we have to put on our shoulders and how much pressure we're supposed to feel. But at a certain point, you're supposed to let it all go because it's not on you anymore. Up until a mitzvah, you have to put all your kochas in. B'simcha rabbah. But with the outcome, it's not your responsibility. You could learn the same tosas 1,000 times and never get it. And you are zocha tamat Torah to the highest degree. It's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That point is up to him. This is very difficult for us. It's very, on many levels, it's very difficult. First of all, to believe such a thing. What do you mean? How does that make sense?
Can I tell that to my teacher in school?
You could if you want to.
I should have met you years ago.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell my teacher.
You should have. But we can start now. It's never too late. Ancient Yesh Baum Klau.
I know, but how do I I tell a teacher, I did all my work, I studied, but I'm sorry, I you don't understand.
It's okay. You did okay. You're right. So this alleviates some of the pressure that we have, that we put on ourselves, especially in Ruchnis. Again, this is what I was giving the Hagdama before. The Yetzer gets us. Because if you don't perform that mitzvah, you're a loser. You're a loser. Right? If you don't understand what's you decide you want to do Daf Yomi. Again, the decisions and the Shtadlis, it does need to be spoken about. But let's just say a person decides, I'm doing Daf Yomi every single day. And he goes. And then some guy looks at him and says, you don't understand anything you're doing. Like, what are you doing? You don't understand anything. You're wasting your time. So the guy says, it's not up to me. It's up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If this is what he decided to do, again, we're not saying that he can make different decisions. This is what he decided to do. Every day he goes for 45 minutes shir, and he really doesn't, understand. He doesn't follow it. But he could say, I'm doing my thing, and Kodesh Baruch Hu does his thing. Parenthetically, it could be that that's not for him. Right? When it comes to hishtadlus, when it comes to efforts of mitzvah, you do need to put your best foot forward. Right? You can't. This is where you have to be very careful. Because if I'm telling on the back end, or the Chalvazor is telling on the back end, you can totally give up responsibility. It's not your achrayah, it's up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to make sure a million times that mentality, which is true, it's bitachon, does not creep into the hishtadlus area. Hishtadlis means you need to put your full God-given efforts in. He gave you kochos, he gave you a brain, he gave you a Rebbe, he gave you a lot of things, a lot of tools to use. You need to use every last tool.
That's why I'm saying it's only shaykh to the Eved. Because you have to do everything, because you don't know how it's going to end.
Yeah, just told the Shona, sir. Interesting how you're using it. But okay, yeah, the idea is true. Yeah. So you have to make sure that you're trust in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning my the feeling that it's not my responsibility doesn't come into Hishtadlis. And you have to feel that the pressures of Hishtadlis, Latova, the good pressures of Hishtadlis, pressures without, let's say this, let me get it clear. The pressure of Hishtadlis is not because you're connected to the results. That's where most people's pressure comes from when they're doing Hishtadlis. I have to perform. So it's all on me. That's not true. We need to get rid of that. And if we need to speak this out afterwards, this is very subtle. And we've spoken about it many times, but it needs to get into the system. It's not easy. What do I mean the pressure? It's not a bad pressure. The pressure of mitzvahs and any Hishtadlis is everything that I could put into this that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me, which is natural to me. Or maybe I have to push a little bit harder. But it's me. Not because of a result. Because this is the koach I have and I have to put my all into this minute. Why? Because this is what I have to do. That's, we got to put it all in. We got to put it all in. No, it's okay. Because it doesn't matter anyway. Kodesh Baruch Hu decides if it's going to work or not. So why do I have to put my points in? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision, we don't know how he makes decisions. But you need to make yourself the keli. In this world, we can only build kelim. We can only build vessels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the light and he drops the oil in. You can't build light. There's no such thing. You don't build it. You build a place. If you build it, hopefully, maybe, then he'll send the light in. He'll come. But our objective in life is to build the kelim, which starts with the Bechira. I choose. I want. I have a rotzen. I'm going to do this. Good. Step one. And two. And now I'm going to put all my efforts in under my alarm clock. I'm going to go to sleep on time. I'm going to listen to positive music and inspiring drushes before I go to sleep that you can get up on time. And then in the morning, you try your best to get up. If you do, gevaldik. Thank you, Hashem. Because he's the one who ultimately got you out of that bed. But if you don't, okay. But I'm going to try again tomorrow. See, what happens when a person puts the gemar, the completion, on his shoulders, right? When you think that your responsibility is to get it done, what happens when it doesn't get done? Oh, I failed. I didn't perform. What happens when you fail again and again? You lose koch, you become weak. How many times can a person get up? Shivul yipol tzadik v'kam is not easy when you keep saying, it's me, it's on me, I can't do this, I can't do this. And it could be that we already started this when we were 12, 13, 14, right? The I can't, I'm a loser, I'm never going to be able to do it. It could have started a long time ago. But when you remove that responsibility of did I complete or not complete, which is not up to us anyway, right? The whole thing is false in itself because you can't ever decide. So the whole thing is like sheker. But when you remove that, did I try or did I not try? Now that I could put my efforts into. And if I didn't try enough, I do have to try. I do have to try. I do it for my efforts and my shtadlus. Now a person could become depressed from that also. He could. But it's a lot different. It's a lot lighter. Because that's in your control. Whereas the completion is never in your control. So to take upon yourself responsibility of something that's never in your control is a losing bet always. Can't win. Because if you perform, well, good, because I was supposed to. You don't give yourself credit. And when you don't perform, I'm a loser. Right? So it's a lose-lose, really. But when you remove the achrayus for the completion and you just put in your efforts, it motivates you. Oh, all I have to do is try my hardest, and even if I get a 62 on the test, that's okay. Tell the kid, yeah, just, you need to study for 2 hours. You need to try your best, and if you have any questions, ask me. And if you do that, I don't even care if you take the test or not. What do I care? What does it matter how you do? Now, of course, the kids take the test. But that's really how it goes. That's really, really how it goes. Now let's pause for... It could be that you already know this already. I don't know.
What's the difference between Klal and this chapter on mitzvahs? What's particular? Why are we focusing? It's Klal. It's all over, right? You just gave the example with homework. So what is he pointing out with mitzvahs? Because we might not think that... I don't know.
So, you're right. No. He does explain it, and I'm forgetting now. I think it's step, one of the steps is not by Gashmis. We'll get to it. I have to look it up. You're right. There is a little bit of a difference between the mitzvahs, the effort we have to put in between that and Gashmis. Steps one and two. I'll get back to you. It's coming up next? Okay, it could be it's coming up next. What?
It says transgressions also.
That also. But that's part of, even the that world of transgression is still within the classic framework.
Losas is
anything. That's still part of the classic framework of you have to do your shtadlus, but the actual completion of anything is not up to you. It's in the hishtadlus that there's a difference, and I forgot exactly what it is, but not in the completion of something. That's the same across the board. It's never, life's not in our control. What's in our control is everything up until that point.
You give some of the credit, like he just brought up for the Avera. You give some of the credit for the Avera for Hashem. That wasn't you.
Well, the actual
the effort was all you. The actual thing, on a certain level, what? How do you finish the sentence? What part is in Hashem's hand with Avera?
The actual Lamaisa. The Lamaisa.
But you have to take responsibility for it.
You do, and I said.
I did my effort.
First of all, you got there. First of all, you got to that place. And B, the fact that it happened means a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen, but it means you need something. So you are responsible, ultimately, but not in a way that you should
put it all
lose yourself.
Tshuva
was supposed to be...
Hashem was trying to teach yourself.
Exactly. What do you want to say? Good? Okay. I mean, we have a whole sug of Onus Rechmana Patre, right? And if you're an Onus, Kodesh Baruch Hu is your Pater. Right? Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu ultimately decides whether you can or you can't. Uh-huh. And that can come on many levels. That even a person in his world of Ishtadlis. What happens when a person, he says, turning on the alarm clock is his Ishtadlis. It's Ishtadlis to get up in the morning, right? But what happens if the alarm clock doesn't turn on?
It's because he forgot to say Alexa.
That's also a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning, even in the world of Ishtadlis, we have to know, how do I say this? Every step you take up until anything, we'll say, is ishtadlus. The actual thing done is always where bitachon kicks in. Meaning, in the case of getting up in the morning, where we think the ultimate is ishtadlus, is everything up until opening your eyes in the morning, and then it's up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu if you get that like extra strength or whatever. So really, how you have to really look at it is really every moment there's a hishtadlus in a bitachon. Literally every moment. Right? Because I could breathe one moment and the next moment not. This moment is my hishtadlus, I have to breathe. But the next moment, maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu won't give me a breath, well, you know, Chas V'Shalom. Right? But I have to breathe this moment. So in my world of hishtadlus, so I'm going to try to get up in the morning. So I take a step towards, I want to get up in the morning. Good. So now, what happens to a person, the next moment, he feels totally sick. Up to Kodesh Baruch. I have to trust that he doesn't want me to today. Or my hishtadlus is, I'm going towards the alarm clock. Now, the alarm clock, in the big scheme, is called hishtadlus, right? In the big scheme, the alarm clock is called an act of hishtadlus, right? But as I'm walking to the alarm clock, what happens when I fumble with it and it falls on the ground and breaks? 12 o'clock at night, Amazon can't come even this, you know, even they can't even come before morning. So how do we look at that? Oh my gosh, that was on me. My hishtadlus, right? The Chovos of Vavos said that the alarm clock is my hishtadlus in the bigger picture. And therefore I messed up, I broke the alarm clock, oh my gosh, we fall back. No. Because in that moment, the walking is the hishtadlus and the alarm clock becomes... Right, if you can actually set it, that's where bitachon kicks in. Are you actually going to set the alarm clock or not? It's up to Kadosh Baruch. You have to try. Okay, good. Now you set the alarm clock. Okay, so your hishtadlus check, bitachon check. Good. Now you keep going. You have to do everything. Every moment there's a hishtadlus, and then there's the actual completion of that moment is up to Kadosh Baruch. So all of our life can literally be broken down into. We should break down every second into moments. You move one moment towards the shtadlus, the completion of that's up to a Kadosh Baruch. Now, we can't live that way, we go crazy. But I want people to understand that even in that which we call hishtadlus, even that's broken down into what you can do and what's out of your control. Did that make sense? Are there questions on that? I think that's very important. Because if we don't understand that, we can make mistakes thinking that, well, all of this is my hishtadlus. Okay, the actual completion is not up to me, but there's a lot of hishtadlus, and therefore there's a lot of pressure on me. Right? And we can make mistakes in that. But it's true and it's not true. In the overall picture, we call it hishtadlus. But when you break it down as you're actualizing the hishtadlus, even in our hishtadlus, we have to remember that the completion of that stage of hishtadlus is not up to me. It's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think this is extremely important. It's not going to settle in after just, you know, 30 minutes of this. It's something that you need to really review again and again. And it's a tremendous key to allowing out stress and anxiety when it comes to mitzvahs. How many, has anybody ever stressed over a mitzvah? Anxiety over learning, davening, Shabbos. You know what? Enough of this. Let's open up Sichas Aran. Hey, I gave you this thing. I want to finish this up with this. Well, we're going to have to continue with this.
I'm glad you prefaced that by saying nobody argues on the toughest of us, because it's a little hard to believe that I'm not responsible for the actual completion of what I set out to do. But now you're telling me
I just read it. In Hashem's hands. This is one of the greatest songs around 1,000 years. 1,000 years it's been around.
It doesn't mean you can slack off.
Right, see, that's the thing.
I know.
You have to be very careful when it comes to this. That's why you ask for Hashem's mercy, because, like I said, and let's get this clear.
Yeah.
In your hishtadlus, those moments, you have to put your all in. You might want
to...
No, the culmination of the egel zav was okay. Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Gemara, in Bracha says, HaKadosh Baruch, it's your fault for the egel. Never knows his Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch, it's your fault. And he brings a mashal. What's the mashal? Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, Kajba, what do you expect? Imagine you give a kid, 17, 18-year-old boy, good-looking guy, you give him some money in his pocket, you put some nice cologne on him, and you tell the boy, you know, you have to sit outside the base zona for the whole day. It's like, what do you think's going to happen? So says Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did you think? Now, it's hard to understand the full. You gave them money, they had Biza Sayam, they had all the money, took out of Mitzrayim. Everything. It's your fault. You set them up for this. As Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're not going to go into details. Says the Gemara, what's your Kadosh Baruch Hu's response? Well, anybody know? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's your fault. What is Kadosh Baruch Hu's response? There's no response. It's killed me. There's no response. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer, at least according to the Gemara. There is no answer. Hashem doesn't say, you're right. He doesn't say, you're wrong. Shtika Koda. So what does that mean? What do you mean, the Egel HaZov? That was the most egregious thing we ever did. Maybe the dancing, maybe up until that point. But the actual Amaisa, Klal Yisrael is not, that's not their fault. But there's a lot of other details that happened before. Maybe how about the next day? How did they wake up? Did they do tshuva? But the Amaisa, you could maybe learn from this Gemara. That wasn't up to them. It was up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he did. And he did say that. So that was a different... But that was, again, up until the Maisa. He said a million things. So we have... Does anyone want to... Should we do this right now? The Sikha Zaran? A few extra minutes? This is very important. This is one of the most important, I think, Sikha Zarans in all of it. And I haven't even seen all of it, but I know.
Mel always says it's an answer, not the answer.
Sikha Beis. You can use this for all tournaments. You can use this before Purim, you can use this before your Pesach Seder. And you should. You should use this before your Leil Shabbos meal. Tov ma'od, says Rabbi Nachman in Sichas Aran Beis. Tov ma'od lahashlich atzma Hashem Yisborach v'lismachalav. It's very good to throw everything of yours on Kadosh Baruch and to rely on Him. Lismach, tabitach. V'darki, my way, says Rabbi Nachman. This is what I used to do. Keshebo hayom, morning comes in the morning. Ani Moser Kol Hatnus Sheli. I gave all of my movements. Not talking about mitzvahs, actions, movements. Vishel Bonai, there's a chiddush. Even of my children, Vatulyim Bi, everybody who I'm responsible for, they're dependent on me. Al Hashem Yisbarach. Every movement I make today, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's on you. Sheiya Kol Kirtzono Yisbarach Vezeto Mod. Everything is in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. It all is according to what He wants anyway. So in all we have is the ability, the Bechira, right? The Lamaisa, it's up to God. The Bechira is up to me. You know what, Kadosh Baruch Hu? I give it all to you. My Bechira, my choice, is that it's yours. Whatever happens is on you. Gam azai ain't sarach lidog. Now I don't have to worry, right? Daig is the antithesis to Bitachon, there's no base. Velach shavchla, I don't have to think anymore. Im misnag karo'oi im lav. Did I act appropriately or not? I don't have to think anymore. The actual act, not up to me. Did I do proper? Did I not? I don't care. I will do what I have to do, but the lemaisa, the hanhaga, not up to me. Ma'achash shesomech lo yisbarach, because I rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If imu yisbarach rotza bin yinacher, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something else, hu merutza lisnag bin yinacher, then he'll make me do something else. Kirtzono yisbarach, according to what he wants. Now Rabbi Nachman also says, you have to follow every single halacha in Shulchan Aruch, right? Don't forget. This is Bitachon speak. Heshtadis, you have to do everything you can do. Keeping halacha, being careful. But the hanhaga, the actual movement, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's up to you. V'chein, kishmagia Shabbos o Yomtif. Right? Not just every day, even Shabbos, even Yomtif. Purim. People stress out about Adlo Yada. Well, if you're younger, you stress out about Adlo Yada. Okay, not for now. Azayani Moser Kol Isnagus Vechol HaInyanu VaTnuos Shel Osa Shabbos O HaYomtov LaShem Yisbarach. All I give over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the movements, all the inyanim, all the mitzvahs of the day, everything. Shabbos Yomtov, davening, challah, learning, sukkah, lulav, everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all on you. I throw it on Him. Shiya Kol Kitzon Yisbarach, because I believe it's all going to go in your ratzon. Of course I'll try to get up and daven. Of course I'll try to shake the lulav. And I'll do it all the kavana. But however it goes, it's on you. Give it to you. Vazai. And even if a person wakes up and he can't even put kavana in because he's not feeling well, it's all on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What am I supposed to do? Vazai eich shemisnai b'osa shavaz yomtuv shuv eino choshev v'choshesh klal. Then, I go and I live through Shabbos. I no longer think about or worry about it at all. Maybe I didn't do the mitzvah properly. Maybe I didn't keep Shabbos properly. I don't think like that anymore. Because did I or didn't I is not up to me. Because I gave all of it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't mean shirk your responsibilities in Ishtadlis. Do all the Ishtadlis possible. But the Hanhaga, the actual act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I give it to you. Rabbi Nachman says, you should say this every day. Last year, 2 years ago, now I learned this Sikha Saran and I've used it. And then it was last year, 2 years ago. And maybe it was COVID time, Seder night, okay? The first Seder, Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of little children, and it was not going according to my expectations in any way. And although I kept it together, I was perturbed. The next day, I see a sefer from Nissan David Kivak. He's in Brussels, Mashpia, in Eretz Yisrael. And he had in it, before your Seder, you should be saying Sicha Saran Beis. I did exactly what he said. I've already learned it. And it hit me like a lightning bolt. Because everything that perturbs us is because it's not going my way. Just all gaiva. It's all expectations. It's not what we're talking at all. I said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you the Seder. I set it up. I bought all the stuff. I brought all the kids to the table. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you want goes. It was one of the best Siddurim I ever had in my life. Wow. Did that mean it went, everything was perfect, and the kids were like sitting there with like, no, that's not what it meant. It means the kids were acting crazy, but I was okay with it. And we took those mistakes and we turned them into the Seder. Oh, so you want to act crazy? Let's go act out a scene. My mind, like I said, with bitachon, your mind opens up to new possibilities. When you're stuck in your own expectation, your own wants, your own desires, as holy as they may be, you become very narrow in that exact picture that you have pictured. Says Rabbi Nachman, yeah, right. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, throw it on him, do your best, but then you could smile in every act you do.
Good example.
Which
is as if Rabbi Nachman learned from the Bavis.
It's almost as if, yeah.